Have your Bible, turn to the book of Luke, chapter 16. Luke chapter 16, verse 19, the Bible says, "What there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, which was laid at his gate full of sores, and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom, and the rich man also died and was buried. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. He cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me, and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water. Now watch this, and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receiveth thy good things, and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence." I want to preach on this thought this minute for just a moment, if God will be our help. Is hell is no place to be, and hell, it's not for me. Amen? Hell is no place to be, and hell is not for me. As we look at this word here, and this is if you got a red letter Bible, this is in red writing. Hell, Brother Bill, you say, I like that red writing because it's the voice of Jesus as He's speaking to us. Somebody told me a while back, said, I've never heard the words of God, the voice of God. Amen. Well, you've never read the red writing in the Word of God. But I want to say from Genesis to Revelation, it's all the voice of God. That's how He speaks to us. In the volume of the book, it's written, praise God, that we might have it, that we can lift up and magnify the God of heaven, that we can realize how much He loved us, how much He cares for us, and how much He came to do for us, the things that we couldn't do for ourselves. And we see as we're writing here, the Bible gives us a story of two men. Now we see what takes place here. Now, this place that these two men went to, it was in the heart of the earth at that time before the resurrection. Before the resurrection, we know from our studies that before the resurrection, they was two compartments in that place. They was a place that was called Abraham's bosom, and they was a place that was called that place where people would go. That was a place of torment. It was a literal hell. So we see that they was a place and they was a great gulf fixed, and we see there's a place where it's an awful existence, where there was pain and suffering, fire, and the things that the Bible teaches us out in the Word of God. And there's a great gulf fix so that if you went to one side, you couldn't switch and swap to the other. And if you went to the other side, you couldn't go across either. He said there's a great gulf fix that can't be traversed. But I'm glad, praise God, on that when Jesus went to the cross of Calvary. I'm glad he had that gulf. Praise God. He made a way that we could get from here to yonder. Praise His holy name. Ain't you glad we have a Savior today that did that for us on the cross of Calvary? He bridged that gap, praise the Lord, so that we can have that blessed hope in Jesus Christ our Lord. We see how it takes place out, that place that rich man went to. The Bible says that he had fared sumptuously all his life. That means he had had the good things. He had had the better things in life. He had had the good food and the good clothing and a good castle to live in and servants and maids and everything that a rich man might have, and everything that we might desire in this old flesh. But I want to say, if we desire that in the flesh, we're desiring the wrong thing today. What we ought to desire is Jesus Christ, our Savior. Praise be to God. He's that better part. He's that blessed hope. He's that encouragement that we need, that we might be encouraged and be encouragers today. What's wrong with America today is we don't have enough encouragers. Hey, there's enough discouragement to go around everywhere, but we need some encouraging in the Lord. Amen. He said that the rich man had everything he wanted, but yet he died and lifted up his eyes in hell. Amen. That's where he was. Praise God, a place of torment, a place of pain, a place of suffering. You say, preacher, don't I wish people wouldn't preach on hell because it's depressing. I want to say, praise God, it's a depressing place. You don't want to go there. You don't want to have to think about it. You say, well, preacher, how can you keep from that? By trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise God. He'll bring you out of that. He'll bring your mind above that where we don't have to think upon it no more. Amen. How we need to think upon it as far as the lost are concerned. Yeah. Amen. We don't want nobody to die and go to hell. We don't want nobody to die and go to that awful place. And Mark 9 says, where the worm dieth not and the fire is not quenched. He said, it's an awful place. He said, it's an unquenchable fire, Mark 9 and 44. He said, it's a place where that fire never goes out. Can you imagine? Hey, listen, I don't like heat at all. You can have summertime. I'll take spring and fall. I like 70 degree weather. 72, praise God, Brother Bills are getting a little warm. But I'm glad I don't have to worry about the heat of hell. I pray God, because Jesus Christ, my Savior, saved me from that awful place. It was not designed for me, and it wasn't designed for you. It was designed for the devil and them demons of hell. Praise God, I'm glad He prepared a place for us. He said He went to prepare a place for us. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, He said, I will come again and receive you. Glory, hallelujah, somebody, or to just jump up and shout and say, praise the Lord. I've got a place, and I'm going to in a little while. I'm going to lose gravitation. Brother Bill, I'm going to go out of here when He calls my name. Amen. But He said there was a place of unquenchable fire. Amen. Said there's fire. Now listen, it's a gnashing of teeth is what the Lord said. Amen. A fire, a place that's awful. A place where fire and brimstone and the heat of hell is always there constantly. Amen. As much as I hate summertime, not much, I don't hate it. I just don't like it much. See, you can only take off so many clothes and be decent. Amen?
Amen?
Amen? Because the Bible says the showing of the thigh is nakedness in the eyes of God. Amen? You well, preacher, what is the thigh? It's from the top of your waist to the middle of your knee. Amen? Praise God. God said we ought to cover ourselves up. And you get all covered up, you can't cool off. Amen? Now, if the winter time, when it's cool, and it gets a little chilly, I can put on another layer and keep a trucking. Amen? So I determined a long time ago that that place called hell didn't sound too appealing to me. It was a place, it was an awful place. Amen? Where the fire's not quenched. Where there's gnashing of teeth. You know, if you go to hell, you're not going to be welcome. If you go to hell, you'll not have no friends. Are you listening to me this morning? You'll not have no family and kin. I pray God, you'll all be aliens. You'll all be alienated. I pray God, you'll be without God. And you'll be without godliness. Amen. Praise God. I think I'll take Jesus all the time. Amen. I think I'll take the Lord. Praise God, won't you? I don't want to end up in that awful place where there's gnashing of teeth. Amen. All they can do is just grit their teeth and suffer in that awful place called hell. Amen. They still suffering going on there today. Amen. He said, well, that's that awful place. But what about the other side? Well, on that other side, it said it was Abraham's bosom. He said it was a place of rest and it was a place of peace. It was a place of comfort. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad it's that way? Hey man, that side of that I call that the Jesus side. Amen. That place where we get with Jesus, praise God, all these things we begin to be partakers in. I won't say this morning, Jesus wants us to be partakers in His side.
Amen.
But we have to choose a side this morning. I choose the Jesus side.
Amen.
It's better side. Hey, I've tried. Hey, listen, I'm not bragging. I'm not giving devil no do. But praise God, I'm glad I chose the Jesus side. I've tried both sides.
Amen.
And don't look at me like that, praise God. You have too. But I pray God, I decided a long time ago that I like the Jesus side better. Hey man, it's been, it's more better than good. Amen. It's a side where you can love the Lord, and Lord loves you, and He shows you and He gives you direction, and you can follow Him, praise God, in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Mine's like filthy rags. Amen. Amen. But Jesus Christ Himself, praise God, He gives us His righteousness. Amen. And so we can realize that we can come to a place of rest and peace and harmony in Lord Jesus Christ. See, we see in these two places, we see two conditions. Amen. We can see the conditions that they were in these verses. He said the beggar died and was carried into Abraham's bosom. He was carried into that place of rest and peace and comfort. Amen. I don't know about you, praise God. That's what I'd like to have when it's all said and done. But I don't want to wait till the end, hope I get in. Hello? I want to get in, praise God, now and enjoy the ride while I get there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Just trust the Lord Jesus Christ what He did on Calvary, praise God. His death, burial, and His resurrection. Just believe on Him, praise the Lord. He said, we believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus said, John said that we need to believe on Him. You believe in Him, and we believe on Him. Praise God, and it makes a difference. It takes us to a better place, a place of comfort and rest. That place, pray God, in the arms of the Lord. But there's also that other place. We tend to want to forget that other place, don't we? We don't want to, and somebody said, preacher one time said, don't ever mention hell. And he said, if you do, said, you'll lose your congregation. You know what's happening in our church, our fundamental independent Bible believing churches today? We've quit mentioning hell and we're losing our congregation. We're losing them to a world that's not concerned about their own salvation. They don't realize that there is an awful place called hell. It's real. This is not a parable. This is a true statement from the Lord. He said that rich man died and in hell he lifted up his eye. Lazarus in that good place in Abraham's bosom. But that rich man died and he lifted up his eyes in hell. He was in torments. The conditions of that place is awful. Amen. Hey, listen, it's worse than any slum that this country has. Amen. Amen. There's a lot of places in our country that we need to modify and build up, rebuild, and rejuvenate. But hell's an awful place. It'll never be no better. Amen. I've heard people say, well, preacher, when I get there, I'm going to change things. And hell, you ain't going to change nothing, hell. It's going to be the Bible said this rich man lifted up his eyes in hell and he's still looking into hell today. He looked across that great gulf that was fixed at Father Abraham and he said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus. Now this is how bad it is. That he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue for I am tormented in this flame. What does that mean? That means flames of hell got hold of him. Amen. I wonder how many of our people are slipping off into hell at this, especially with coronavirus. Hey, I pray you don't know it. You got it. And tomorrow you're sick. The next day you're on a ventilator. The next day you're gone. And they're slipping off into hell. You said, preacher, I couldn't imagine dying of COVID. But how awful it died. Not able to breathe. Not able to get your breath. But the Bible says, in hell they'll lift up their eyes. In hell, where their worm doth not, and the fire's not quenched, that torment. Can you imagine being in hell through eternity and still trying to get you a good breath? Still trying to fend off those flames, still wanting just one drop of water. Man's still there today. Amen. That rich man's still there today wanting what he begged, please, just one drop of water. Amen. Thirst can't be quenched. Can you imagine your eyes are burning, they're dried out, your throat's parched, and he wants just one drop of water, just a little drop of moisture on his tongue. Can you imagine? You know, you get to working hard. You people that's ever run, you ever run much? You get to run, you get to breathe, your heart gets going, you can't get enough air through your nose, so you start breathing through your mouth. They're trying to get enough oxygen in there to satisfy your lungs. They keep pumping that blood through you so you can keep it going. Amen. And before you know it, your mouth starts to dry out. Well, I tell you, you get to looking for the finish line so that you can get you a good cold glass of water. Amen. So you can satisfy that thirst, but to be in hell said you'll never be satisfied. Be an awful, awful thing. That's the conditions of hell. That's the conditions that they were in. Amen. This is a place before the resurrection. But after the resurrection, Brother Bill, something happened in that place. See, there was a shaking and a stirring that took place. The Bible tells us at the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, bless His holy name. The Bible says that after His death, after the resurrection, after Jesus got up, praise God, or after His death, praise God, that there was something took place. They said the Bible teaches that He descended, praise the Lord, into the heart of the earth. Amen. And then He descended, Brother Bill, so that He might ascend up on high. Praise His holy name. Glory to God. And that God done that for me and He done that for you, praise God, so that we might have a blessed hope in the Lord. Amen. Look at Ephesians chapter number 4 with me this morning. Ephesians chapter number 4. And I'm going to hurry. I'm going to try to get through this right quickly. Ephesians chapter number 4 and verse number 4. Ephesians 4 and 4, and the Bible says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called into one hope of your calling. He said, there's one body. And in that body is one spirit. Ain't you glad there's not a whole lot of things in there you got to keep up with? Amen. It'd be confusing if there's more than one. Amen. I'm glad. I don't know how these people that serve thousands or hundreds or millions of gods, how would you keep up with that? It'd be of works and then some. But God Almighty gave us one, praise God, mediator of one, Jesus Christ our Savior. He gave us one Spirit. He said in verse 5, says, one Lord and one faith and one baptism. And one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Amen. I'm glad I don't have to try to figure what it is that's a dealing with my soul. I don't have to figure out what's trying to help me. Praise God, from the inside out. It's Jesus Christ, my Savior, this morning. The same one that's a touching you. Praise His holy name. He's making that difference. He says, verse 7, He says, but unto every one of us is given grace according to the mercy of the gift of Christ. Now watch this word, for He saith, when He ascended up on high, He led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Amen. But now listen to verse number 9. Now that He ascended, what is it but that He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also. I pray, ain't you glad they ain't another? Amen. Praise God. Brother Bill, you don't have to try to figure out who it was that descended. That's what we might know who ascended. He said that same man, Jesus. Praise God, that God that come off of that cross, that died for the sins of the world, that died for your sin and mine, that was held up between heaven and glory. And He looked up to heaven and He said, it's finished. Amen. Ain't you glad we're part of a finished work? Amen. Glory to God. What a Savior. Amen. He said, He that descended, verse number 10, is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fulfill all things. So let me tell you what Jesus did. I know you know this, but we'll just give you a refresher. Amen. Repetition is good for the soul. Amen. Jesus got off the cross, Brother Bill. They buried Him in a borrowed tomb. But while Jesus was buried in that borrowed tomb, His body was there, but His spirit, praise God, the same thing that lives inside you, the soul, the spirit, a gift of God, He said it left out of Him, praise God, and He took our sins, praise God, our sins, everything that we'd ever do that was contrary to the Word of God, and He took them into the portals of hell, and He deposited them there. Amen. Praise be to God. So that we don't have to worry about sin no more. You say, well, preacher, can we do whatever we want to? No, because you're saved. Amen. Amen. A saved person, praise God, will live a righteous life. We'll live right. Amen. You say, what's right? Praise God, it's the righteousness of God. Hey, listen now, it ain't what people around you think's right. Because people around us think goofy today. Amen? It's what God Almighty says it's right that makes a difference. It's what we got to stand upon. It's what we got to base our faith upon. It's what we got to trust in today is the Word of God. Amen. Praise God. All this goofy stuff we need to get rid of. Amen. It's not a God, praise God. The Bible says we're supposed to flee from it. Amen. Praise God. Don't think on it. But He said He ascended into the heart of the earth. Amen. And He deposited our sins. Oh, they're many, ain't they? You say, well, preacher, I ain't no sinner. Well, you're a liar. Sorry, there you go. You got one against you. Bible says we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. Amen. Don't say that you're not, because then you make God a liar. God don't lie.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. But praise God, I'm glad that God Almighty took our sins upon Himself on the cross of God. He knew how vile and corrupt we were. Why do you think He was in agony in the Garden of Gethsemane? I mean, it wasn't because of Himself. It was because of you and I and the sin that we have in our lives. He said, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, you take these sins. Pile them on me, Lord. I'll take them, Heavenly Father, and I'll bear them. And He bore them. He carried them down into the pits. He carried them down into hell. And He deposited our sins so that through Him we don't have to deal with them no more. Amen. You say, preacher, do we don't ever need to repent? As a little old preacher told me one time, I was preaching up on the mountain down in Madison County. He said, preacher, I've come to. We had a little break. Now, them folks down there, they take a break between Sunday school and preaching. Now, I'm not going to tell you what they had to do. But they had to take a little bit of break. And he said, preacher, I've come to a conclusion. I said, is that right? He said, yeah. He said, I've realized that since I got saved, I don't have to repent no more. And I just sat there, I was reading my Bible, I was praying, I was getting ready for the service, the preaching service. Sat there for about three or four minutes, seemed like an hour. And he said, well, what do you think about that? I said, well, I said, since I got saved. I said, I thank God, I said, when I was a lost man, I didn't know I needed to repent. Amen. But since I'm saved, praise God, I know that I mess up every day.
Amen.
And to keep my clean slate, praise God, I plead the blood of Jesus every day that He had helped me manifest Himself to me. Forgive me of my sin. Cast them into that sea of forgetfulness.
Amen.
That He wouldn't remember me against me no more. Because I told Him, I said, I want that line of communication to always be open. Amen. Praise God. They said, well, you get these people as part of an easy believism. Praise God. I won't say that. I'm not a part of an easy believism. Praise God. It's hard to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's easy to trust Him because He's able to manifest Himself in my heart, in your heart.
Amen.
Amen. To keep us out of that awful place called hell. Praise the Lord. So we see the Lord Jesus Christ that He went in, He descended down into hell to deliver a people, praise God, unto Himself. Amen. To deliver us from our sins. Praise God. Jesus done that. Why? Because He's the Lord Jesus. The Bible tells in John 1:17 that He's the God of grace and truth. That grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm glad we're partakers in the truth today. That Jesus can make you free. Amen. It was the marvelous grace of God that did that for you. It's the marvelous grace of God that did that for me. It made a difference in our life. See, for a long time, I thought I was going to die and go to hell. I just knew it. My granddaddy had showed me what hell was, how awful hell was years ago when I was about Mia's age. It was fire and brimstone and smoke. And I was afraid to even look off the end of the pew. I figured I'd see into hell. But praise God, I'm glad there was a God of heaven. He come by my way. And you say, preacher, how'd He do that? I want to say it was the grace of God that come to where I was on that Wednesday night, 1976. It come to the pew I was sitting on. And it made a difference in my life. What are you saying? I'm saying what grace done for me, grace can do for you. Amen. So hell's no place to be, and hell's not a place for me. And hell's not a place for you. But through the marvelous grace of God, praise God, it makes a difference. It's what Jesus done for me. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way. I don't know where I'd be today if it wasn't for grace. Do you? A lot of times, now listen to me, a lot of times we say, boy, I know where I'd been today if it wasn't for grace. Hello?
Yeah.
Are you listening to me? We'll say that. Say, boy, I know where I'd have been today if it wasn't for grace, Brother Bill. I tell you what, I don't know where I'd be if it wasn't for the grace. I have no idea where I'd be. I could be out in the wood, the wilderness. I could be out in the world. I could be beat down. I could be ugly. I could be nasty. I could be the meanest, vilest person that ever lived on the face of this earth. That's who I could have been. That's who you could have been. That's where you might have been, praise God, but for the grace of God. Amen. Amen. We know we have no means to control ourselves within ourselves. That's why the world's goofed up. It's messed up today because there's no grace of God. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourself. Amen. Somebody gave it to you. Amen. Said, for by grace you're saved through faith. That of yourself. It is the gift of God. That's where it come from. Amen. See, when I was vile and wicked as a devil, And when I got saved, I was only 15. Amen. But praise God, I was on a road. I was on a road to destruction. I was at that church on that Wednesday night because I'd been going that week because a buddy of mine had invited me to church. But let me just tell you this. It was the grace of God that put me with that fella. Amen. And two other fellas that was in our class. Amen. He was a witness. Oh, we were mean little old rascals. We done all kinds of things that we thought we could get by with. But the grace of God. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have never been with them. If it wasn't for the grace of God, I'd have never known that I needed to be saved. I knew I was lost. I was on the way to hell. I knew that the fires of hell were hot. They were miserable. They was a place of suffering. And I figured I was hell bound with the hammer down. But grace. Grace come to me on that Wednesday night. Praise God, come to where I was. Amen. And He began to move upon me. Grace began to touch my heart. Amen. You see, the funny thing was, I'd grow up, my granddaddy had carried me to church, and him and my grandmother, and they had preached to my heart the precious things of God. I had that heritage, John, that God had given me. Thank God for that heritage. You know what's wrong with the world? They were not passing down a heritage in the Lord. That's why we are today where we're at. You said, preacher, how do we change that? In order to change it, we got to start giving a heritage. We got to start giving out something, praise God, that kids will have something to come back to. The Bible says, raise them up the way they should go. When they're old, they'll not depart from it. Praise God, there'll be something instilled in their heart so they can make an informed decision when the time comes. But grace come on that Wednesday night, 1976. And long story short, the Holy Ghost of God began to take what I had in here. And the grace of God began to massage it down into here. See, there's a whole lot of the world that's got a head knowledge. But we don't have a heart knowledge. There's a whole lot of world that says, well, preacher, I'm saved because preacher such and such told me I was. Preacher such and such don't know whether you are or not. Amen. He said, my granny told me I was saved when I was a little kid. I don't remember, but granny said, granny don't know whether you're saved or not. Amen. That's something that you do between you and God through the Holy Ghost of God. If the Holy Ghost of God ain't dealing with your heart, you can't be saved. Amen. You might make professions. You might jump through hoops and do cartwheels, but praise God, if the Holy Ghost of God ain't in it, you ain't got it. Amen. Now, I'm not trying to be discouraged today. I'm trying to encourage you, praise God, because there is a heaven, praise God, to gain and a hell to shun. Praise the Lord. Hell's no place for me, praise God. Hell's no place for you. It's no place to be. And I don't plan on going there. But there's a heaven. Grace moved my heart that night, 1976. God touched my head and took the word. Now, on Tuesday night, the night before, I had, Brother Bill, grieved the Holy Ghost of God. The Holy Ghost of God was a deal in my heart. He was touching my heart. He was showing me I need to be saved. And I never made a move. I stood there and shook and trembled. I went home and I flipped and flopped and tossed in the bed all night long. But they was, I couldn't get no help. I couldn't get no rest. You know what happened? You know what took place in me? Holy Ghost conviction moved on my heart. They was a knowledge that went from my head to my heart. I realized that they was a Lord and Savior. That little preacher, praise God, he was trying his best. Somebody said, well, preacher, you stepped on my toes. It's not your toes that they're aiming for. It's your heart, praise God, that God's aiming for. And if you ever touches your heart, praise God, things begin to change in you and beside you and around you. The Holy Ghost of God stirred in my heart. The grace of God. For by grace, I don't know where I'd have been without grace. I'd have probably been the meanest little thing ever was. Probably ended up in hell, Brother Bill. Lost without God. But grace come on the scene. Grace come from to where I was. Grace ministered to my heart. Amen. See what grace did for me? Grace took me from sin and set me on a pew. Do you remember that? Amen? You remember when the Holy Ghost of God... Now you thought, well, it just happened to be a coincidence that somebody asked me, invited me to go to church with them, and I went. Son, that ain't no coincidence. That's the grace of God. The grace of God took you out of this world and put you on a pew. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I got saved. Well, then it was the grace of God that took you from that pew, that took you to an altar. Hello? Are we a shouting yet? God Almighty did that for us, praise God. He took you out of the world, put you on a pew, filled you with head knowledge and moved it to your heart, praise God. The Holy Ghost of God massaged that in till he kept massaging it till it took. He sowed that seed, praise God, and he nurtured it till it took hold. And it began to grow. See, that Tuesday night, that thing began to grow in me. Amen. Praise God, it began to manifest itself to me. And I can't know where I was. And no matter what I done, where I run, what I tried to do, I couldn't get away from it. You know what's missing in this world today? It's Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. That's why our folks ain't getting saved, because there's no Holy Ghost conviction. Amen. But Holy Ghost conviction began to move. It took me from my head to a pew. It took me from a pew to an old-fashioned altar. Amen. Praise God. And we went to that old fashioned altar. I got down there and I didn't know what to say. I didn't know how to pray. I just said, oh God, did you just forgive me? Lord, I know I'm an old sinner. Lord, I don't know that you can do anything with me. But God, I pray. Lord, I pray, Lord, please God, just forgive me a sinner. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive. That's the only thing I remember saying. Lord, please forgive me a sinner. See, I knew who I was. Amen. But I knew who he was. And I knew what he'd done for me on the cross of Calvary, Brother Kevin. Praise God. He died for my sins so that I could be set free. Amen. Of my sins. Praise God. So he moved me from the pew and moved me to the altar. And I asked God, I said, Lord, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, please take me, touch me, use me, Lord. I mean, help me, God, get out from under this load. Amen. You know what God done? God's amazing grace, the same one that moved me from the pew to the altar. God's amazing grace, Brother Bill, he picked me up off of that altar. Now you listen to me, he says in John, he said in the book of John, he said, my sheep know me and they follow me. He said, and I give unto them eternal life. And he said, they'll be in my hand. He said, they'll be in my Father's hand, and nobody will pluck them out of my hand. Amen. Brother Lynn, you know what he did for us that night? Amen. Grace. The grace of an almighty God come down there in that altar where we bowed and prayed. Praise God, it was grace from God Himself. Praise God, when we repent our sins and ask God to forgive us. He, praise God, Him through the Holy Ghost picked us up. And He carried us and put us in the hand of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We ought to be a shouting and a praising God, giving Him glory today. If you've been saved and born again, you know where you're at. Grace has put you in the hand of God. And he says, and I like this part. I have to claim this a lot. And he says, no man shall pluck you out. Amen. Amen. He said, I'm in his hand. And he said, no man can take me out of his hand. So even myself. Because I figured out, praise God, when I went on the old-fashioned altar, I asked God to forgive me of my sins and under Holy Ghost conviction. God saved me. He saved me from me. Amen. See, I figured out I'm not the one that's keeping me now. He is. I'm the one. He's the one that's got me in His hand. He's the one that's holding me. He covered me by His precious blood. Amen. When I get to feeling like a straying and a going, praise God. Praise the Lord. He comes along and He just whispers to me through the Holy Ghost of God. He said, no, no, son. That's not the way a godly person will go. He leads me as a shepherd. Amen. Keeps me in His hand. That's what the grace of God does. See, we're depending on the wrong thing. If you're trusting in yourself to keep you, you'll be lost before the day's over. I feel sorry for people that say, well, I'm lost, saved today and lost tomorrow. Amen. There's no security in that. But Jesus Christ said, I put you in my Father's hands and no man. Last time I looked, I was a man. Now, in the world we live in, they might tell you, well, preacher, you don't know whether you're a man or a woman. You don't know. Praise God, I do. I know how God created me. I knew how I was born. Praise God, that's what I am. Amen. Amen. Don't you let nobody tell you no different. Amen. You youngins, praise God, they get to telling you you can be whatever you want to. You say, no, I can't because God made me a man. God made me a boy. God made you a girl, praise God. Look in between. You don't have to put up. They may tell you that, but you don't have to believe it. Amen. You look in between Beacon Bill and you say, praise God, I'm a boy. I'm a man. That's the way God creates. You don't know that. So yes, I do. That's the way God made me.
That's right.
I'm a man. And God put me in His hand, praise God. And He said, no man can pluck me out. Amen. My faith and my trust is in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I don't have to worry about hell because Jesus Christ Himself saved me from that awful place. Amen. It's no place to be. And hell's not for me because Jesus Christ died for my sins to save me from that awful place called hell. Amen. When I knelt at my back, He took me, praise God, from that altar of sin, praise God, lifted me up and put me in His hand. And I've been in His hand ever since. Boy, I've not been as good as I ought to be. Amen. I've missed the mark a whole lot. Amen. You people that's ever shot a bow or shot a gun, you get out there and you try your best to hit the target. And I think everybody in every church around would like to hit a bullseye every time.
Amen.
Amen. You don't want to miss. Amen. What's the use of shooting if you're going to miss? Everybody wants it, but sometimes, Brother Bill, we miss. Sometimes we're off target just a little bit. Sometimes something will come along and juggle us just a little. And when you get old, like me and Brother Bill, you get to shaking. And then you get a big old buck in front of you. You get shaking so bad, you do good, just stay in a tree. Amen. Had a fellow yesterday said, well, sometimes I get so tore up, I just have to lay the gun down so I don't shoot myself. Amen. I'm glad there's a God of heaven, praise God. He gives us assurance. He helps us. Even when we miss the mark, praise God, He'll put us back on target. That's the God I serve.
Amen.
I said that to say this. I'm in His hand. And youngins, His hand's a whole lot more steady than ours.
Amen.
He don't miss when He aims. He aimed at her heart through grace that He might point us to glory. And His finger, praise God, is just as steady as it's ever been as He's showing us the way. Bless His holy name. Hell's not for me. It's not for you. Paul Gerhardt said this in his poem. He said, there is no condemnation. There is no hell for me. The torment and the fire my eyes shall never see. For me there is no sentence. For me there is no sting. Because the Lord who loves me shall shield me with His wing. Amen. That's the God I serve. Praise God. He saved me by His marvelous grace from that awful place called hell.
Amen.
Amen. He suited me up. Amen. Robed me in the righteousness of God and in the salvation of faith because of His marvelous grace. Grace does that for me and you. Grace that comes through faith in God. It's a gift. we ought to be receiving unto ourselves. Praise God. Amen. A gift that He gives us so that we don't have to die condemned, but we die justified in the Lord Jesus Christ, just as if we never sinned. Can you imagine that? Because Jesus became sin for us. Praise His name.